are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Coming up on the weekend. I know. Sorry, my voice is a little bit off. This is so stupid. I go for my jog. I'm doing really, really good. I don't think there's that many pollutants. You know, I'm doing pretty good. And then I decide to, come back and I decide to kick back, doing my cool down, finish my sweat, and, drink a little bit of water. Well, I start going into some sort of a coughing fit. And it just didn't stop, and I'm coughing, and I'm hacking, and my eyes are tearing, and my kids are looking at me like mom is like internally combusting. Now, I had just seen, the Game of Thrones. I've been watching Game of Thrones, so remember a couple seasons ago, he starts kind of coughing and choking. Okay, so, my kids are like freaking out going, oh my gosh, someone tried to poison mom. But thank God, so far so good. But it was weird. Now, I stopped myself from coughing, all right, actually we got some cold water, and I just sat there and kept like drinking little baby sips, and I just didn't stop. I breathed through my nose, and I did that, and I got myself down to that point. And of course, you guys know that when I go into coughing spits, what else happens? I start to pee on myself. So I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous, because I got to go into the studio, and apparently there's a rule by management. We are not allowed to pee on the chairs in the studio. It's actually in writing. Please don't urinate on the furniture. So I almost thought I couldn't come into work today. But let's just quickly review some things you could do to stop coughing. Okay, now you guys know why you cough, right? Do you guys know why you cough? Okay, I don't want to talk about it because I'm going to cough again. Just don't want to take a deep breath because I'm coughing. But basically, you cough because it's some sort of a trigger, a reflex, right? This is a reflex between the diaphragm and then your respiratory tree. So it causes it, and it's a reflex. Well, the diaphragm is more with the hiccups, I should say. I apologize. But it's a reflex in your respiratory tree. Sorry, I thought we were talking about hiccups. You see what happens? That's what happens when you lose oxygenation, right, from coughing. So it's a reflex, okay? Let's just leave it at that. The reflex, flex. Anyway, you cough because it's a immune response, right? You're trying to spew out whatever got into your system, but nothing got into my system. This just started to continue and it wouldn't stop. So one way to stop coughing is to not complain about it, right? Like I was doing, go to another room and just kind of let it, work itself out. But when it doesn't stop, it kind of freaks you out. So one thing you could do is to try to hold your breath. When you hold your breath and only breathe through your nose, it helps stop the coughing. And that's exactly what I did. I was drinking cold water, so I wasn't breathing through my mouth, but I was breathing through my nose. Now, sometimes when we were little, we would just try and hold our breath. And then you know how you cough while holding your breath? You do that kind of thing? Yeah, that's not fun. Okay, then, some of you guys have told me, and I've tried to research this, the Vicks Vapor Rub on your feet. This just blows my mind, okay? Parents would tell me that they put Vicks Vapor Rub on the bottoms of the feet, put socks on their kids, and either send them to school or let them go to sleep at night. And for some reason, I don't understand. It's one of those things where it probably has to do with some sort of a meridian. I know it's not acupuncture, but something just seems to connect feet with cough. You know what else makes me cough? When someone looks in my ear, you know how you guys have that little reflex with the ear where somebody looks in and then, yeah, exactly. So that's another thing that makes me cough. All right, so holding breath, Vicks Vapor Rubbing on your feet, the water I think helps, but it's interesting because sometimes this happens because of reflux. Sometimes you get these weird coughing spells because of reflux. So you'll see a lot of sites say, you have to drink something hot. The only problem is you got to be very careful because sometimes hot foods and things like that could cause you to have some reflux. So I usually tell people to try to do cold. Ginger also helps. You could do ginger. You could do saltwater gargles, apple cider vinegar. You could drink a little bit of that. That's supposed to help some cough. But a big thing that I like are big hot showers. I love to take a hot shower and let that kind of do what it has to do. And what else do I love? I love pharmaceuticals. Okay, so, you know, if you have a cough, I really, really dig the Tessalon Pearls or the antihistamines or the Robitussin, etc. Wiki How says, this is interesting, boil 2 sticks of cinnamon in a cup of lime juice. Of course, don't drink the boiled cinnamon, of course. Once you cool it down, they say the limes contain vitamin C. This strengthens your system, helps you with the cough. But see, here my problem is the actual reflex. I'm not sick, and all of a sudden I'm going into a coughing spell. What about laryngospasm? Laryngospasm, some of you guys get. Now, laryngospasm is a little bit more scarier than a coughing fit that doesn't go away. Laryngospasm, and I apologize if I sound a little short of breath. This is like really, really crappy today. It's where your vocal cords start to seize up, and it blocks the flow of air into the lungs. So you will either wake up in laryngospasm, or you just feel like you can't breathe. That's what we thought I might have had, was a little laryngospasm. I gotta tell you, all I'm doing is trying to work out again, and here I fall, I go into laryngospasm. Can I please just work out without needing to call the paramedics every other day? Anyway, for those of you that ever suffer from laryngospasm, I can't stress enough how we got to watch your GERD. Acid in the stomach lining does not mix well with your vocal cords. And for somebody like me, I really need my vocal cords because I vocalize a lot. So whenever somebody has laryngospasm, usually what we do is we throw them on a PPI or an antacid for about a month. And it's, of course, because, you know, these stomach acids can damage, you know, the lining of the larynx. Okay? Sometimes even anesthesia or having your intubation, that could be an issue causing laryngospasm. But, you know, I know a lot of you are like, oh, this is great. You know, mom can't talk because she's sitting there, you know, having trouble breathing. And no, it's not good. Okay. All right. Just please. All right. Now, if they have chest pain, trouble swallowing, other types of issues, I mean, definitely call 911. All right. Because sometimes laryngospasm could be somebody choking or somebody having a heart attack. But for those of you that suffer from laryngospasm, that really stinks. So be careful of anything that are heartburn triggers. Make sure you're eating tiny meals, not big meals. Don't smoke. Limit your alcohol consumption. And then, to avoid, reflux as well, we've talked about this, raising the bed at a 45 degree angle, that helps also. Okay, I gotta go take a drink of water. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about today on this hour. Okay, so I guess Oregon is saying to heck with the Obamacare website, and they're going to just move to healthcare.gov. Apparently, it just costs too much money. We have the FDA panel recommending to ban shock devices used on disabled students. I'm just as shocked that they would be sitting there shocking our disabled, but we're going to talk about that. Many of us have a senior family member, and they seem to get depressed, and we're finding that many of them fight depression when they use the internet as a form of communication. So maybe you got to get grandma a computer. We also have Ladies Home Journal ending. This is sad. Ladies Home Journal is ending their monthly publication after being in print for over 121 years. I have a place in my heart for Ladies Home Journal. Sometimes I read to you guys the Ladies Home Journal article that talked about predictions back in the 1900s of what things would be like in the year 2000. And that's always a cool one, you know, where they talk about how, you know, our cars are supposed to be, you know, cigar-shaped, or we were going to have automotive-type things transporting us kind of up in the air on train tracks and silver-shaped things. And gymnasiums are going to be in every city one day, and schools are going to incorporate exercise, and fruits are going to be as large as large enough to feed a whole family, and you know, all sorts of stuff. And it was pretty cool. Anyway, Ladies Home Journal is ending their monthly publication after 121 years in print. Very, you know, when you see what happens to, you know, the computer age, to think that a newspaper and a magazine is going to later be obsolete, it makes you want to now just keep anything that you have in print form, you know. According to Meredith, the Iowa-based publishing giant that owns a magazine, Ladies Home Journal, is transitioning the title to a special interest publication. They're going to publish less frequently to an unknown format. I believe they're New York-based, I believe. And, you know, it's amazing how you, I don't know, I apologize. I'm just, you know, and I know many of us, we're not reading Ladies Home Journal. Most of, you know, I don't even buy magazines in my office anymore because nobody really sits there and reads the magazines. Most of you were just sitting there on your phone. Once I had somebody about 6 months ago said they would like magazines because they don't have a cell phone. And that's totally understandable. But then everybody else, nobody's looking at the magazine. So I, you know, why spend money on publications? And if I'm not spending money on publications or subscriptions, then that means other people aren't as well. Because I'm usually one of the first ones to not spend money, right? Yeah. Interesting. But Ladies Home Journal, it taught us a lot. Taught my mom a lot, taught my grandmother a lot. So they'll probably still be around on the internet, but it's just, you know, it's a sign of the times. Very, very concerning. They are predicting massive tornado outbreaks for this weekend across the South. They say Dallas, St. Louis, Nashville, and Memphis are at risk, called Tornado Alley. Forecasters are predicting severe storms across Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas from Saturday to Monday. And there's apparently this low pressure system, and then moisture from the Gulf of Mexico is supposed to fuel a bunch of these supercell thunderstorms. Thunderstorms, of course, produce heavy rain. Then you get the wind. We've talked about the wind current. That starts to turn into a twisting type of motion, turning into a twister. The storm front will move across the Rocky Mountains, they say, according to Mail Online, and into the southern plains by Saturday, then strengthening on the back of the Gulf moisture before starting to move east, then picking up that momentum. This is being reported by National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center. They say Saturday night will probably bring the first severe weather threat. Sunday night, they say, is when they expect the worst part of the storms and the tornadoes to occur. Last year, we saw very, very devastating tornado events. In fact, back in 2010, they say there was an 88 tornado event that went across 12 states. One had spawned an EF4 tornado that killed about 10 people. What we always recommend is to make, and you know, just to quickly talk about your prep kits, make sure you have a radio, right? And that can access AM radio. Make sure you have some walkie-talkies. Make sure you have your bunkers, right? Make sure you have your food, your water supply, your first aid kit, your medications. make sure you have your list of medications, your social security card, things like that, laminated, whatever you could do in a very safe spot that you take with you. You know, we've talked about tornado preparedness. You need to be careful about areas that have glass. A lot of times you hide in a bathroom, like in a bathtub, etc., if you don't have a basement, but you got to remember you got glass. And with glass from the mirrors, that could cut you. We'll probably review tornado preparedness a little bit more later, but be careful. It's a scary time for you guys, and we're sending our prayers. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do we have any good news? I thought we had some good news here. Oh, okay, why don't we do this? This is kind of a little lighter, all right, before we talk about kids on psychotropic medications and kids getting shock therapy. They say USA Today has a map of which states have the most pride. Apparently, a Gallup poll surveyed 50 people in all 50 states to find out what percentage of residents say their state was the best or one of the best places to live. Now, it's very, very interesting. I live in Nevada, and a lot of people that come to Nevada, all right, they come here temporarily. Okay, we have a bunch of us that have been here for many, many years, and we are true Nevadans, but you have a lot of people that come to Nevada, they do what they need to do business-wise and leave. And I get very upset when those people badmouth my state. Oh, I can't stand Las Vegas. Oh, I can't stand Reno. I can't stand living in Nevada. And I'm like, you have no idea. I loved Reno when I lived in Reno. I love Nevada. I just do. And I'm very, very proud of my state. But apparently Nevada ranks kind of low. Only 33% in this Gallup poll seem to talk positively about the state. Now, which state would you think would have done really, really well? I would say Texas. You know, you would think Texas, and Texas did do good. They weren't the toppity top, but Texas did pretty good. Texas came at 68%, so they did pretty well. But you want to know who really seemed to really, really love their states? Alaskans and Montana. And I mean, oh my gosh, God's country. I mean, you know, the states are gorgeous. Personally, I don't think there's any state that I would say isn't gorgeous. I think every state is beautiful. I think Ohio is beautiful, Florida is beautiful, etc. But I got to tell you, when I traveled to Montana and Alaska, I think I did it all in the same year. I have to remember. It was breathtaking, and I know where I want to go and retire and die, God forbid, but that is beautiful, beautiful country. So they say the worst places to live, according to residents themselves, are Illinois, Rhode Island, and Mississippi. That's ridiculous. They say residents who have a lot of state pride also generally boast a greater standard of living, higher trust in state government, and less resentment toward the amount they pay in state taxes. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dr. Dahl, yeah, Nevada doesn't have a state tax. Yeah, but there's all these other taxes that we seem to pay that sometimes I wonder if we just paid a state tax, maybe we'd be getting off a little easier. But I still love my state. I can't see myself right now living anywhere else. I love my state. They say the poll shows a correlation between positive attitudes and a state's location in a mountainous region with cold weather. Think about it, because cold, right? You know how I said I'd rather be cold than hot and sweaty? I'd rather be kind of cold and chilly. Right? Montana, Alaska, you're kind of cold. They say the bottom 10 states show a correlation between negative attitudes and states' location east of the Mississippi or bordering it. I don't know. So anyway, top 10 places per the residents. Montana, Alaska, Utah, Wyoming, Texas, Hawaii, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Colorado, and Vermont. The 10 places the residents were complaining the most about was Rhode Island, Illinois, Mississippi, Louisiana, Michigan, New Mexico, New Jersey, Maryland, Missouri, and Connecticut. Oh, boy, what was the lowest number? Oh, boy, Illinois was like 19%. Wow. Only 19% like living there? I don't know if that includes a lot of Chicagoans. Well, anyway, be proud, people. All I know is every Texan I meet, they are damn proud. Well, you know what? They're proud to be an American. That's the thing. I think Texans are so busy telling everybody how much they're proud of being American, and God bless them for doing that they forget to say, oh, yeah, and I like Texas, too. See what I mean? You know, yeah. So Texans, if you want to rate higher on the list, while you're saying you're proud to be an American, don't forget to say I'm also proud to be a Texan. All right, because I dig you. Trust me, I dig you. I am so proud to be an American. But sometimes I say Nevada first, so I get that. But if you want to be higher on the poll, that's what you got to do. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Dying. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I want to apologize. Dealt with a little bit of laryngospasm today. I taught you guys about a laryngospasm, so you know what it is. I'm not going to go through it again, but it's kind of messing with the way I breathe a little bit, so I apologize. It's not that I'm trying to sound all breathless and sexy. Lord knows I don't sound sexy, which is why I have to do medical talk radio. I'm not allowed to do a sexy talk radio show. But again, if you are hearing that, no, you're not hearing things, and I'm not talking to you on a treadmill. I was thinking about actually doing my show while on a treadmill, because you know how we're supposed to exercise while we're at work, a lot of employers are suggesting that you work and work out, and they'll get you a discount on your health insurance if you show that you work out, etc. But apparently we're just too breathless, and it really doesn't work for a radio host. Now, speaking of employers, this is kind of interesting. They say employers, okay, could possibly find themselves in court if they write a negative reference for you. This is very, very interesting. And so on, if you, let's say, have to write a letter of recommendation or reference for one of your prior employees, and you really didn't like them, and you start to write things that suggest that, they stunk or whatever, they say that certain employers are being found that they are actually liable and being taken to court. So you're slowly starting to see a trend where you're starting to see, people are just handing letters of good references, and a lot of employers now aren't believing them. Now, I had no idea about this, okay? Apparently, there was a, for example, I had a patient, or I had a prior employee, here's the thing. I like to be very, very honest. Whenever I have a person that I had to let go, okay, and I have an employer call and ask, can you please give a reference? I don't like to go into detail about anything on a personal or subjective level. Okay, however, this is a medical office, and if I had to fire somebody because I thought they put one of my patients at risk, I need to make sure they don't put anybody else at risk. But I also don't want to badmouth them, etc. It might have been a simple mistake. So what I do is I be very, very honest, but I just don't go into too much elaboration. So if I do get a call saying, little doctor, I want to hire her. I want her to be the one to handle, patient referrals, etc. And it was somebody who just didn't, who completely blew that off or lied to me that they were doing it. Then I would say, unfortunately, she no longer works here. We didn't feel she was working to the capacity needed for that particular job description. You see what I mean? Okay, now, can I be held liable for that? I think you could be held liable for anything. But I also don't want to sit here and lie to other doctor's offices saying, oh, yeah, that person's wonderful. See, one of the references lied to me. I told you we have this nurse who eventually stole the Valium out of the stat kit. This woman was a real psycho. You need your stat kit in case somebody goes down and I have to intubate. So anyway, there was some Valium in the kit, etc. That's how the kit came. And this nurse, I remember hiring her. I called her references, and I told you guys the story. Called the office up, wherever she worked, and the person goes, hold on. And then she gets back on the phone going, hire her. You'll love her. Hire her. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for the reference. Absolutely. Bye. And I'm like, wow, well, that's kind of odd. I mean, even if somebody likes somebody, they wouldn't say hire. So I just kind of got the thought going, who knows? Maybe they just don't want to have to pay the unemployment anymore. Okay. So anyway, we hire her, and she was probably one of the worst nurses. And now I know that if anybody gives a recommendation to hire somebody, all right, then to me, that means they don't want to pay the unemployment insurance, and you may want to step back for a second and figure out. But, if somebody says, you want to know what? We were really sorry she left. She left because she moved. Absolutely. If she was still living here, she would be working with us today, no doubt. Those kind of mean a little bit more to me as an employer, all right? Now, what do you do if you got fired and it was an employer who hated you and you need to put down references? What do you do? Well, that could be tough. Because sometimes your prior employers could unfortunately really do you in. Listen, I've had staff that have stolen from me, that have done X, Y, and Z. I don't wish them harm. They have kids they need to support. I want them getting a job. I just won't particularly lie to somebody in the healthcare field, because not only can that person put that employer at risk, but they could put other employees at risk. I really want that person working in a job that they could be in to support their family. It's a tough one. Sometimes being an employer is a hell of a lot harder than being an employee. When I was an employee, I think life was a little bit more simple. But I had to show up, and I had to hope I didn't get fired. You were in a very, very vulnerable situation. But I got to tell you, man, being an employer, anything can be held against you. It's extremely frustrating. But what I don't like is getting false references. The whole reason why we have references is, how do I know who I'm hiring? You know, I can't tell you how many times somebody will say, I do this, I speak Spanish. Oh, great, you speak Spanish. Muy bien hecho. Bien, good. Okay, well, fine, great. Because then I could alternate our Spanish-speaking staff. Because I always like to have at least one Spanish-speaking staff. If I'm not here and my nurse practitioner is that doesn't speak Spanish, then we have a staff member that could be there to speak Spanish. We always need someone to speak Spanish. Then all of a sudden we find out, no, they don't speak Spanish. They maybe understand a little bit. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Really, my Spanish is better than yours? Come on, why did you lie? Just tell me, you know, because they want to get the job, and then they hope that you'll love them enough where, you know, and I've never fired anybody for not being able to speak Spanish, but it just really kind of puts you in a loop, because now you're like, okay, well, you know, we hired you, but now we got to hire someone who's Spanish speaking. You know, you can't be then in this position, we got to put you in another position if you want to keep your job, because I still have to get a nurse that speaks Spanish, or etc. So it's a frustrating thing. So let's say you lost your job, okay? Now, if you lost your job because of the recession, that's fine. Doctors understand that. Or not doctors, but employers understand that. You were laid off, okay? You could still use that job as a reference. But if you're saying you were laid off and it's because you slept with somebody in the office or it's because you got into a fight with management, you're going to have a difficult time using them as a reference. All right. If you did get into a fight with somebody in management, what I would do is I would be very, very honest with your employer. We've hired people who told us honestly, this is what happened. Now it's very interesting, okay? The person that bad-mouthed their boss, oh, he was crazy, he was this, he was this, he was this, he was this, I get a little nervous. But somebody that says, you know, look, I didn't get along with the office manager of the doctor. I just did. She was the wife. And I don't know what it is. I don't want to speak ill of her at all, but she just didn't like me. And I feel like they found an excuse to fire me. And I wish I knew why I was let go, because I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. And I wish you could give me a chance, because I can't use them as a reference, because she and I just didn't get along. The chemistry wasn't there. That's okay. That's truthful. That's honest. Okay? True. A lot of us employers, we don't want drama. You know? Oh, why? You know, which slapped her, and then she slapped me, and then I pushed her, and she was like, what? And I was like, what? Okay, don't be going into the whole drama thing. You don't have to be that descriptive. But, you know, say it just got very uncomfortable, and I don't know what it was. And, you know, there's no sense my working in a place where, because I don't want drama. That's a great thing to tell the employer. Say, you know, look, I don't want drama. I want to do my job. You know, offices should not be some sort of, I don't know, I don't want to use the word sorority, because most sororities I know are pretty good, but you know what I'm talking about. It shouldn't be high school lunchroom all over again. We all have a job to do. I want to do a job, and I want to do a good job. And she just wouldn't leave me alone so I could do my job. That's honest. I like that. I dig that. All right, guys, don't go away. 1 in 13 school kids are taking psychiatric medications. Let's find out why. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now. And enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right. right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are raffling off a show, or a segment, I should say, a segment on the Dr. Dahlia Show for anybody that donates $25 this weekend to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society through my website at drdahlia.com. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. We're raising money for kids fighting blood cancer, and we're going to raffle off a segment on my show. I will let the winner know on Monday, and it's awesome because you guys get to kind of promote what you do as well as help save a life. So we're asking for $25 on up donation. So please, please, whatever you can do, we are saving lives. As you know, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helps fund research for cancers for kids and adults, as well as helps these families pay for some of the medical costs. So it's a real, real good cause. You know, with Obamacare, this is just another issue that we've seen where states really can't rely on these websites. Oregon now is going to be dumping their own Obamacare website, and they're going to just go to healthcare.gov. Apparently, they, from what I'm hearing, a report that they were not able to sign up anybody up through March. They were having so much difficulty, and it's going to be too expensive that they are going to ditch its Obamacare website and just join the 30 other plus states that are using the healthcare.gov. All right. Let me see here. Some states, they said, had their own issues. Maryland and Massachusetts ended up with sites that also functioned poorly throughout the six-month enrollment process. Those states would end up following Oregon also onto the federal website. Now, I know some of you are like, ha-ha, you see, all right, we're showing the government, we serves the government right. All of us are ditching the site. No. You don't understand, okay? So now we're all going to the federal website. This is all part of the plan, okay? It's a small step towards the, you know, but the government wants everybody to not be autonomous. They would love the idea of us failing, of each of the individual states failing and having to turn to the government to enact something that we never even wanted enacted. They said Oregon did try to fix its website, and it cost a lot of money funded by federal grants. Can you imagine what that money could have gone to? You could have paid for a little leukemic kid's chemotherapy. You could have, I mean, it blows my mind, all the money going to implement Obamacare. It's just, I'm just ready to pull out my hair. Anyway, I would personally like some of the money back. I would like the money that we gave the government to make these Obamacare websites and to help fund and grant these Obamacare websites. I would like the money to come back to us. Please just give us the money back. I could use that money, whatever I paid in taxes, and I could use it to donate to kids and adults who need it. I'm just at my wit's end. So as you see more states say, you know, they're, you know, chucking their website and going to the federal website, that's just a slow move towards government slowly taking over. Once they get the websites up, and the websites, and that being pretty much the only place you go to get health insurance, then they have more control. And if an insurance company wants to be on their website and wants to have a plan that the government will help subsidize, then they're going to have to play to the government's tune. And the government has thus taken over healthcare. You see that? Okay? I mean, it was very, and this isn't some big conspiracy theory. All right. I mean, this is how the government takes control. All right. But they don't take control in the olden days, like going and seizing your farm or seizing your ranch land. Okay. Oh, maybe they do. But how they're doing it is they're seizing your internet access to get your product. All right. The less places you could go and get your product, the more you have to turn to the government for the product. You dig? Yeah, I don't dig. I'm not happy with that at all. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I really apologize. I'm very respiratorily wet today. I apologize. So if it sounds a little bit more wet than my respiratory tree should, I need to apologize. 1 in 13 U.S. school children are taking some sort of medication for emotional or behavioral difficulties. That is 7%. All right. And, you know, more than half of the parents said the drugs are actually helping their children. Apparently, a Lajina Howie, a statistical research scientist at the University National Center for Health Statistics, was not able to identify the specific disorders the kids are being treated for, although she said 81% with emotional or behavioral difficulties had been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder at some point in their lives. The researchers also were unable to identify the specific medications these kids were taking, but that would be nice. My guess is exactly what they're talking about. ADD medication, I would probably also mention depression, anxiety. You do have kids with mood disorders, especially any of them born to moms who had done drugs during the pregnancy. They said overall the researchers found that 7.5% of U.S. children between the ages of 6 and 17 were taking medication for an emotional or behavioral problem. More boys than girls were given medication, 9.7% of boys compared to 5.2% of girls. Why is that? Why would more of the boys be, I don't know what it is. I think girls get emotionally beat up from the beginning, and it all starts with those cute little dresses that all the girls get to wear in preschool. And, I mean, that's how I was emotionally beat up. I had a couple real cute things to wear for the most part, but then it was really kind of hand-me-downs, etc. So early on, you're already given the look by other girls in your class. So by the time you do start to get a little older, between 6 and 17, you're pretty much kind of immune to a lot of the beat-up crap until high school comes, and then you just start to have an eating disorder. Boys, on the other hand, a lot of the boys, it's very funny, you know, I'm raising two boys. And when they were younger, you know, nobody really seemed to care about that kind of stuff. Mom, nobody cares about that. Mom, nobody cares about that. I'd be like, hey, you got to comb your hair. You can't go to school. Mom, nobody cares about that. See, the guys, nobody cares. You know, they don't sweat the little stuff. And then all of a sudden, things start to happen, and they're like, okay, well, wait a second, I'm not ready. But like I said, girls have been taking the hit ever since they were little. Also, I mean, I had an older sister. Do you think my older sister propped me up and boosted up my self-esteem? Oh, hell no. Right? My older sister, first, she was an older sibling. Second, she was another girl. She made me feel like the ugliest, stupidest, dumbest creature out there. So, no, I've never needed medication because, I'm made of steel now, but these kids, they're not. The other thing, too, also is we talk to our kids differently. You know, I was always called, even by my parents, oh, you're so stupid. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you're going to fail. Oh, you're going to get knocked up. Oh, you're going to do this. You know, and so I was called every name in the book. Yet now, you know, my husband and I, we talk to our kids very differently. It's all about positive reinforcement. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, you got a C+. Good job. Good job. You not only got a C, but you got a C+. Oh, my gosh. If I brought home a C+, right, in my family, oh, whoa. Right? It was A's, B's, or don't even eat. Don't even come home to eat. They say children were most likely to be on psychiatric medications. White children were the most, followed by black children at 7.4%, whereas white children were 9.2%. Hispanic children, 4.5%. They said the study found that significantly more children on Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, were on medication for emotional and behavioral problems, 9.9%. versus 6.7% on private insurance and 2.7% without insurance. They said more families living below the 100% of the federal poverty level had children taking medications for emotional and behavior problems. So, I would say if you think your child does need a medication, please take them to the doctor and then get a second opinion. Because I always worry about once you start, how do you know when to take them off? Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.